My name is David Faraday Levy, and I am one of three grandsons. My memories of life with Margaret Wasserman Levy was never easy. She would decree, direct, demand, domineer. And yet, by some magical twist of fate, she also managed to be extremely generous. She paid for the education of all of her grandchildren, a gift beyond estimation. For 50 years, she maintained the main compound, another gift of ineffable measure. And as many of you know, in a pinch, Lewis would ensure that the Bank of Levy was open for a helping hand. But the far greater generosity was that these gifts came without any strings attached. It is this noble trait, to be generous without condition, that is one of the hallmarks of the Levy family. Margaret Wasserman Levy possessed that get out of my way, coming through, Levy Wasserman bullheadedness. In the wrong hands, this type of determination is not only unappealing, but downright dangerous. One of the few rules my mother had was that none of us children could ever set foot in a car with Grandma Wasserman. We have all heard stories of Margaret Wasserman Levy driving the wrong way on a one-way street and wondering why everybody else was going the wrong way. Or her driving on the sidewalk and wondering why people were blocking her path. Or her driving off from a rest stop on the New Jersey Turnpike, leaving a tardy member of her party behind. Or the classic story, calling Connie Lavender at my father's downtown office to ask if her pool was filled. Never thinking to look out the window herself. Yet many projects started on her watch remain standing in mute testament to that determination. I have one of her pieces in my yard. Harry Cooperman may have had a hand in naming it. It is called The Triumph of Technology Over Art. It might as well have been called The Triumph of Margaret Wasserman Levy Over Her World. As the art stands and the artist has fallen, I find myself reflecting upon what I've learned from my relationship with Margaret Wasserman Levy. I learned how to be polite. Margaret Wasserman Levy never said please or thank you. When she picked up the phone, her greeting was never friendly. And she would hang up when she was done talking. Never mind you were in the middle of a sentence. I learned the importance of being able to trust your bread and butter people. Margaret Wasserman Levy was famous for wildly accusing her closest helpmates and her grandchildren for stealing such things as her watch and wallet. If she had only looked in the trash can or her other purse, these objects would have been quickly found. I learned that you do not need to blindly follow the rules. Just as James Kirk beat the Kobayashi Maru test, Margaret Wasserman Levy would change the laws of the road or the laws of nature sooner. Because like Captain Kirk, she didn't like to lose. I learned to be generous without condition. Generous in spirit and energy. Generous to those people and causes that I hold most dear. I learned to consider myself an artist in what I do. I learned how to improvise, adapt, and overcome. And most importantly, I learned how to be a survivor. For these many gifts and lessons learned, I will always remember and be grateful to Margaret Wasserman Levy.